Senator Hutchinson, Representative Malone.
At a meeting of the Legislative Joint Budget Committee, opponents of the private option requested a roll call on the funding bill for that health insurance premium assistance program. The House and Senate bills advanced and will now go up for consideration by both chambers, requiring a 3/4 majority vote to pass. In the meeting, State Representative John Burris of Harrison presented new deadlines for seeking federal waivers on changes to the program. If changes aren't approved by the end of the year, the state would have a month to draw down the program.
The give on the flip side is that there is a window to fix. But you know, that window is just a situation that none of us want to wind up in. I think it's responsible, and this is the governor's point, I think he's right, it's responsible to have a window, and we do.
Under Burris's amendment, Arkansas would seek federal approval to apply greater cost sharing among enrollees and create health savings accounts. Requirements for providing non-emergency transportation to enrollees would also be affected, though it isn't yet certain how. State Senator Stephanie Flowers of Pine Bluff questioned Department of Human Services Director John Selig about that program.
Is that in every county right now, this transportation?
Yes, we use these non-emergency transportation contractors.
Okay, like the Area Agency of Aging,
yes, ma'am.
In my district, okay?
Right.
And they depend on that money.
Flowers was the only Democrat to vote against the amendment in committee, joining a handful of Republican lawmakers who appear committed to stop funding the private option. Nate Bell's amendment to cease funding for all promotional aspects of the program and health insurance exchange also advanced. House and Senate leaders say the funding bills for the private option could go up for a vote next week. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.